He loves Welcome Back to Relationship Goals. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to break down all things love, life, and relationships with a sprinkle of honesty and a whole lot of heart. Today, we're diving into something that can feel like a real roller coaster. Jealousy and possessiveness. You know those green monster vibes, the is he slash she really thinking about me spirals. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, honey. Jealousy and possessiveness aren't always bad. They can be signals that we care deeply about our partner and the relationship. But when they turn into these controlling monsters, well, things get messy fast. So, how do we navigate this tricky terrain? How do we handle those feelings without suffocating the love? Let's break it down with 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a healthy, secure partnership. First up, self-awareness is your superpower. Seriously, knowing yourself, your triggers, insecurities, past experiences is key. Ever felt super jealous when your partner hangs out with an ex? It might not be about them at all, but something within you that needs some extra love and attention. Explore those feelings, honey. Journaling, therapy, or even just deep self-reflection can help you understand what's really driving those green monster moments. Number 2. Communication is your best friend. Talk to your partner. Don't let those jealous thoughts fester and turn into silent resentment. Share your feelings honestly but respectfully. Use I statements instead of blaming them. I feel a little insecure when sounds way better than you always. Third, remember. Trust is essential. Trusting your partner isn't about being naive, it's about believing in their love and commitment to you. It takes time to build trust and it can be fragile, but is the foundation of any strong relationship. Work on strengthening that trust through open communication, honesty, and consistency. Number 4. Celebrate your partner's individuality. They have a life outside of the relationship, interests, friends, dreams, celebrate it. When you support their growth and independence, it actually strengthens your bond. It shows them you're secure in yourself and the love you share. And finally, number 5. Focus on what brings you joy. When we're happy and fulfilled ourselves, those jealous feelings have less power over us. Pursue your passions, nurture your friendships, spend time doing things that make you feel good. It all contributes to a more balanced and secure you. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah and Tom, a couple in their late 20s. They're madly in love, but lately, Sarah has been feeling jealous whenever Tom spends time with his female friends. She starts questioning his intentions, imagining all sorts of scenarios that make her stomach churn. This possessiveness creates tension in their relationship, leading to arguments and hurt feelings. Sarah knows something needs to change, so she decides to take action. She talks to Tom about how she's been feeling, not accusingly, but honestly and openly. They agree to set aside time for each other every week to reconnect and share what's going on in their lives. Sarah also starts focusing more on her own hobbies and interests, joining a pottery class and spending more time with her friends. As Sarah grows more confident and secure within herself, those jealous feelings start to fade. Tom feels relieved that Sarah trusts him, and they both rediscover the joy of being together without the baggage of insecurity. So, remember, loves, jealousy, and possessiveness are normal human emotions, but they don't have to control your relationship. Take these takeaways to heart. Be self-aware, communicate openly, trust your partner, celebrate their individuality, and focus on your own happiness. Do you have any tips for navigating jealousy in relationships? Share them with us in the comments below. And remember, keep those love vibes high. We'll catch you in the next episode with more relationship goals wisdom. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.